What's up, freaks? I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, where I bring you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom, no bullshit, no topic off limits. If you enjoy this podcast, send an episode to someone you care about. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Thank you for helping us blow this shit up. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. Welcome to Work Your Stories Wednesday, the newest edition of The Ox, featuring my good friend and professional story work coach, Dave Robinson. Story work is the process of transforming both our internal and external dialogue through journaling, focused breathing, and productive language. In Dave's words, our reality is shaped by the stories we tell ourselves. You can find Dave at workyourstories.com and at getstrappedstaystrapped on Instagram. Without further ado, strap in for this week's edition of Work Your Stories Wednesday.
What's going on, y'all? Dave Robinson with Work Your Stories Wednesday on The Ox. Pumped to chat with you all today. I'm going to dive into the calories in, calories out equation and why that matters to you. And I'm also going to talk more about eudaimonia, which is the art of human flourishing. All right. So I'm going to start with a quote. The meaning of life is to find your gift, and the purpose of life is to give it away. That's by David Viscott. David Viscott. Along those themes, or along that line, the thing that is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work of becoming yourself. That's by Anna Quildlen. Love these two quotes. They're tying into what we're going to talk about today. The calories in, calories out equation. Calories in, calories out equation. Okay. In a prior life, and I still do this, but I was a health and fitness coach. All right. Coached a lot of sports nutrition, coached even more weight loss. All right. One of the biggest things I see, one of the biggest mistakes I see is people eating far fewer calories than they should or than they need to be in an attempt to diet or lose weight, okay? You know, it is very common to see people eating 1,200 calories, 1,500 calories, 1,800 calorie diets, which is absurd. It's absurd. And let me tell you why, all right? The calories in part of the calories in, calories out equation, two things matter. The quality of what you're eating and the quantity of what you're eating. The quality is pretty easy to see. All right, so if you have a bag of Doritos that's 500 calories versus an apple and some salmon that's also 500 calories, it's pretty clear that those two things are going to be totally different. While both are 500 calories, they're going to do completely different things to your body, in your body. One is total trash, standard American diet, not real food, though people eat it. And the others are real food, you know, one's a plant, one's an animal, and they're going to be very nutritious for you. For most people, the quantity part of that calories in section of the equation is where people mess things up. All right, they either eat way too fucking much or way too little. And what happens when you eat too little is once you return back to eating a substantial and appropriate amount of calories, your body just basically absorbs all of it. Right, so people are in starvation mode essentially for long periods of time, which leads to a cascade of other negative effects from a health and wellness standpoint. So calories out equation, we're talking about how calories are burned. Your resting metabolic rate is the amount of calories one would burn if they just laid in bed all day long for 24 hours. All right, and lean muscle tissue matters a lot here. Your resting metabolic rate can be calculated. You can actually go to a lab and get this done, right? And for most people, that's going to be between 1,800 and 2,000 calories. So again, just laying still for 24 hours, you're going to burn 1,800 calories a day, roundabout. So what happens if you're only eating 1,500 calories? You're definitely burning more than that, just existing. All right, so that's going to put you in a deficit, in a bad deficit pretty early. So resting metabolic rate matters. That's the amount of calories you're burning just on a regular basis, basically living. Next, we have NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That's just being active, being fidgety, moving around, walking about, doing the laundry, you know, having your day. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Then we have exercise activity thermogenesis. So how much are you burning when you actually exercise? Maybe that's another couple hundred calories. Maybe that's an extra 1,000 calories, right? And then finally, we have the thermic effect of food, thermogenic effect of food. And if we're eating a clean diet versus the standard American diet, that could be up to 15% more calorie burns. And protein has the biggest effect on thermogenesis. So if you're eating clean, if you're eating a lot of protein, if you're not eating bags of Doritos and other shit on a regular basis, you're going to burn more calories on a regular basis than those people who are. So all this leads me to tell you that if you're active, if you're eating clean, if you're doing the right things, if you would like to lose a little bit of weight, if you would like to eat a little bit cleaner, be a little bit healthier, you may want to look at your calories in, calories out equation. For fucking sure. All right, let's talk about eudaimonia. I discussed this briefly last week, but I've got a mentorship program, a year-long mentorship program called The Art of Human Flourishing. And I want to tell you the origin story of where I found this term. So eudaimonia is an ancient Greek term that translates literally to having a good guardian spirit. And eudaimonia is focused on the well-being of the individual self through self-practice, virtue, and the well-lived life. It was popularized by Aristotle, Plato, Epicurus, and eventually St. Augustine also adopted a similar phrase called butado, meaning happiness and blessedness, all right? But learning about and experiencing eudaimonia for the first time fucking shook me, man. I was 28 years old. I was on a cruise to the Dominican Republic, but this trip was different than most other cruises in that this was a service cruise. So the ship was a lot smaller. There were a lot fewer people on it. The vibes were way higher. The tickets were cheaper. But basically what we did is we spent half the time that we were on the ship and then most of the time in the Dominican Republic learning about and giving back to various local communities. You know, so we did have our cruise time, our vacation time, but we also had, you know, our give back time, right? And some groups helped out in local markets, others planted cacao in the fields and harvested. You know, I chose to visit an elementary school and experience helping teach the kids English. Most of them were barefoot. They didn't have shit, right? They were still so fucking happy. So happy. You know, we hung out with them for the entire afternoon. They shared with us the English words they were learning, drew pictures, laughed at us, laughed with us, you know, and it was a super, super reality check based on, you know, what people have and what people don't have and how that can affect daily life. And yet, how also these kids were just genuinely happy, right? So when I got back from that trip, I took a harder look at the importance of a life well lived and what it looked like to truly flourish as a human being, right? So fast forward a couple years and I'm launching a 12-month mentorship program on how to flourish as a human being, both the art, right? And the science of it, science like we talked about earlier on the episode. And for me, this is about redefining success. It's about having folks focus on the process and start that transformation and ultimately becoming more resilient and less fragile. It's about being happy, right? Because you're earning your happiness. You're creating your happiness. It's about living with capital letters, and it's about giving back, right? Learning what you are able to give back to, where your service may lie, having empathy, loving others, and loving who you are as a human being, right? So that you can learn to love the world around you and the world around you can start to love you back. So it's an ongoing mentorship. Basically, your 12-month clock starts whenever you sign up. We've got monthly calls. We've got group, and those are one-on-one calls with each individual that signs up. We've also got a quarterly group calls, and then I'm sending out monthly reflections in the form of Tim Ferriss's Five Bullet Fridays. but there's 10 of them just because. So if you're interested in that, check it out on workyourstories.com. Hit me up at Get Strapped, Stay Strapped. Remember the calories in, calories out equation, and focus on the art of human flourishing for the rest of your week. I'm Dave Robinson. This is The Aux. Work Your Stories Wednesday. Chop, chop.